Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business performance.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited and very honored to have our good friend Hector Barreto back on the show. Hector is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a good friend of ours and yours, whether you know it or not. But you probably remember him on my show many times as when he was the administrator of the SBA, the Small Business Administration of the United States of America. Hector is currently the chairman of the Latino Coalition, the author of The Engine of America, and he is one of my favorite people on the planet. Hector Barreto, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you. It's always great to be with you. Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you for being here. And Hector, there are several reasons why I want you to be back on the show right now. One of them is to talk to us about the new administrator of the SBA. President Obama has nominated Maria Contreras-Sweet as the head of the Small Business Administration, your old job, and she's replacing Karen Mills, as I remember her name. And this is someone you know, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I've known Maria for many, many years. From my early years when I moved to Los Angeles, I had an opportunity to meet her. You remember I was running an organization called Latin Business Association,
right,
at the time, and she was one of my corporate sponsors. But, you know, I'm glad the president has finally nominated somebody for the post. It's been too long.
Right.
You know, they've had interim leadership there for over a year, and I don't know if you saw some of the stories last week, but some people were saying, well, maybe that's because, you know, they want to do away with SBA,
right,
and of course, we think that would be a terrible idea.
I agree with that.
Maria is going to be a breath of fresh air there. You know, she's got a lot of varied experience. You know, she has been a business owner. Obviously, she's been running a bank that helps small businesses in
Los Angeles. That's what really impressed me about her, was that she's an independent community banker.
Yep. And she has corporate experience. She has administration experience. I don't know if you remember, but she was also the Secretary of Business, Transportation, and Housing for Governor Gray Davis some years ago. So she brings a lot of skill sets to the table, you know, and I think that, again, she's a person of a vision, and I think that she's going to have some good ideas for the SBA. So I'm looking forward to getting her in there.
I hope she does. I'm looking forward to her getting in there, too, and I hope that she, with your past experience and your past relationship, I hope she reaches out to you. Do you think she will?
Well, listen, I've known Maria for many, many years. We went to Israel about a year and a half ago on a business mission. We run into each other all the time, and, you know, I'm never going to offer anybody advice, but if she needs any help, I'm happy to help.
Would you do what you can to help us get her on the show?
Absolutely.
You'll introduce us to her. I'd love to have her on the show. I've had every administrator since 1997 has been on my show, except for Karen Mills, except for the last one.
Uh-oh. Well, we need to get the streak going again.
I know it. All the others, every one of the others have been, including you. You were the longest running one. So what do you think? Is the SBA still viable? Is it still needed?
It absolutely is. I did an interview the other day, Jim, and that was the question. It says, why do we even need SBA anymore? And look, you know, SBA is a part of the solution for small business. It's not the only solution. But, I mean, you know, they're guaranteeing about $30 billion in loans. Remember, it's harder than ever to get loans now. And so for some small businesses, this is the difference between being able to start your business or grow your business or not because of the government guarantee. You also remember that SBA, really the place that it touches the most small businesses is on entrepreneurial development, technical assistance, education. About 2 million companies a year get that kind of assistance. And then lastly, of course, you know that they play a role with regards to facilitating procurement opportunities, contract opportunities. So those things are all still relevant. I call those the C's. You know, it's capital, capacity, and contracts. SBA plays a pivotal role in helping small business in all those.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Hector. I agree with everything you just said, and I'll tell you this. In the 90s, I was already doing business with a bank, an independent bank, a community bank. But I had not gone to a certain level. I needed help getting to another level with them, and I didn't quite have the critical mass. And they recommended an SBA loan, and we went through the process. It only took a couple of weeks. I got that bigger loan, took me to another level. And I will tell you, if it hadn't been for that help from the SBA, I probably wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Well, Jimmy, that's so true.
Once that loan was paid off, I was then established at that level with that bank.
That's right. Well, and again, that's sometimes it's a tipping point. But you remember this, Jimmy, because you used to go to our big expos that we used to do. We help companies called Federal Express and Intel and Apple Computer. And gosh, what would our lives be like?
And
if we
Small
didn't have
Business Network.
Companies?
What would your life be without me, ladies and gentlemen? Hector,
right,
give us
Jimmy.
Your website, please.
Our website is thelatinocoalition.com. Visit us.
Thelatinocoalition.com. Check it out. Hector Barreto, and I will be right back after these messages. We're going to talk about whether the Affordable Care Act is the right thing or the wrong thing for America's seniors. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.